I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Healthy weight management not only involves losing excess weight, but the second step is keeping that weight off over the long haul. To talk about tips for maintaining weight loss over time is Dr. Patrick O'Neill. He's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and director of the Weight Management Center at MUSC. Dr. O'Neill, why is it so hard for us to keep weight off after we have lost excess weight?
That really is the second big challenge facing somebody who's trying to manage their weight, is keeping the weight off. There's a variety of reasons that it's tough. One is that your body really tries to defend a given level of body fat, and it will do what it can to get you back to that level if you go below that. When people lose a significant amount of weight, there's a whole conspiracy of physiological changes that take place that try to drive them back to the original weight, or more accurately, original level of body fat.
What are the keys for success that you have seen with people who are able to keep that weight off?
Well, the key, of course, is long-term behavior change, long-term lifestyle change. And the studies that have been done of people who are very successful at maintaining weight losses for anywhere from 5 to 6 or 10 years show a few things that they have in common. One is they exercise a lot. They get very active and they stay very active. Secondly, no surprise, they watch the calorie intake that they have and they watch the amount of fat that they consume. And they tend to weigh themselves on a very regular basis, never more than once a day, but once a day is the right frequency to weigh yourself and hopefully keep a graph of that weight so that you can see if you're starting to veer in the wrong direction.
Is it beneficial to have someone helping you or encouraging you or somehow having a support system for the long-term plan of healthy weight management?
A lot of our patients find it very helpful to have a person that they can rely on for support in their efforts to keep their weight off. But again, what an individual wants in the way of support varies from person to person to person. Some people want a cheerleader, some people want a cop.
When you were talking about behavioral changes, you mentioned keeping a record of weight. What else can you tell us about that behavior change?
Weight regain tends to be subtle, and it's easy to tell ourselves, well, that was just what I had yesterday, but I'll be okay tomorrow. If you have a graph that you're keeping that shows what pattern your weight's following, then you can know for certain if what you're doing is working or not.
And what have you seen, Dr. O'Neill, that works for the inevitable times where we sort of fall off the wagon, so to speak, and we eat too much or we have a period where we don't exercise enough and we are disappointed?
When it comes to weight loss management, those are inevitable. This is a lifelong challenge, and nobody can be perfect for all of their lives. Long term, you might want to recognize that there's times when you want to be a little more lenient with yourself and plan to eat a little more or exercise a little less. That's fine as long as you're still in control of what that level is.
Any other tips for success that you have seen with some of your patients?
I often tell patients that successful long-term maintenance requires figuring out what you can get away with, because we're trying to do some things that are difficult. The important thing, though, is to be honest with yourself as to whether you are getting away with it. Does that occasional treat on Saturday allow you to still maintain your weight, or is it inching up?
Dr. O'Neill, thanks for providing these tips about maintaining weight loss over time.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.